Security by Powell Anderson. Part 1. In a world where security is all important, nothing can ever be secure. A mountain climbing vacation may wind up in deep space, or loyalty may prove to be high treason, but it has its rewards. It had been a tough day at the lab. One of those days when nothing seems to be able to go right. And, of course, it had been precisely the day Hammond, the efficiency inspector, would choose to stick his nose in. Another mark in his little notebook. And enough marks like that meant a D-rating, and Control had a habit of sending D-rated lab men to Venus. That wasn't a criminal punishment, but it amounted to the same thing. Alan Lancaster had no fear of it for himself. The sector chief of a project was under direct Control jurisdiction rather than efficiency, and Control was friendly to him. But he'd hate to see young Rogers get it. The boy had been married only a week now. To top the day off, a report had come to Lancaster's desk from Sector 7 of the project. Security had finally cleared it for general transmission to sector chiefs, and it was the complete design of an electronic valve on which some of the best men in Lancaster's own division, Sector 13, had been sweating for 6 months. There went half a year's work down the drain, all for nothing, and Lancaster would have that much less to show at the next project reckoning. He had cursed for several minutes straight, drawing the admiring glances of his assistants. It was safe enough for a high-ranking lab man to gripe about security. In fact, it was more or less expected. Scientists had their privileges. One of these was a private three-room apartment. Another was an extra liquor ration. Tonight, as he came home, Lancaster decided to make a dent in the latter. He'd eaten at the commissary as usual, but hadn't stayed to talk. All the way home in the tube, he'd been thinking of that whiskey and soda. Now it sparkled gently in his glass, and he sighed, letting a smile crease his lean, homely face. He was a tall man, a little stooped, his clothes, uniform and mufti alike, perpetually rumpled. Solitary by nature, he was still unmarried in spite of the bachelor tax, and had only one son. The boy was 10 years old now, must be in the youth guard. Lancaster wasn't sure, never having seen him. It was dark outside his windows, but a glow above the walls across the skyway told of the city pulsing and murmuring beyond. He liked the quiet of his evenings alone, and had withstood a good deal of personal and official pressure to serve in various patriotic organizations. "Damn it," he had explained, "I'm not doing routine work, I'm on a project, and I need relaxation of my own choosing." He selected a tape from his library. Eine kleine Nachtmusik lilted joyously about him as he found a chair and sat down. Control hadn't gotten around to making approved lists of music yet, though you'd surely never hear Mozart in a public place. Lancaster got a cigar from the humidor and collapsed his long, gaunt body across chair and hassock. Smoke, whiskey, good music. They washed his mind clean of worry and frustration. He drifted off in a mist of unformed dreams. Yes, it wasn't such a bad world. The mail tube went ping, and he opened his eyes, swearing. For a moment he was tempted to let the pneumo roll lie where it fell, but habit was too strong. He grumbled his way over to the basket and took it out. The stamp across it jerked his mind to wakefulness. Official secret, for addressee only, and a security seal. After a moment he swallowed his thumping heart. It couldn't be serious, not as far as he personally was concerned anyway. If that had been the case, a squad of monitors would have been at the door, not this message tube. He broke the seal and unfolded the flimsy with elaborate care. Slowly he scanned it. Underneath the official letterhead, the words were curt. "This is a matter of urgency and is top secret. Destroy this letter and the tube containing it. Tomorrow, 15 June, at 21:30 hours, you will go to the observatory, a nightclub at 5730 Victory Street, and ask the head waiter for a Mr. Berg. You will assume that he is an old friend of yours, and that this is a social evening. The usual penalties are involved for..."